I want to ask you a question this morning, and I want you to think about this question that I ask you this morning. What will you do with an instruction? What will you do with an instruction? Every one of us receive instructions on a regular basis. For some, it is on a daily basis that they may receive instruction. You buy something new, it comes with an instruction manual. It comes with something that will tell you about whatever it is that you purchased. I took my car the other day to get the oil changed and the tires rotated. And when I got back in the car, you know, everything's digital these days, you know. And it was all messed up from the setting that was on there. And, you know, like, we're creatures of habit. And I liked the setting that was on there. I liked what it told me. And I was pushing buttons, trying to get back to what was on there, the thing that they had already preset it when I picked it up at the dealership. I never changed it. And I always say to them, put it back the way it was. If you take it out, put it back the way it was. Well, when I got back in, it wasn't the way it was. So I'm pressing buttons. I'm getting everything under the sun. But what I wanted, George, I couldn't get what I wanted, and I was getting frustrated. And all of a sudden, it dawned on me, I bet it tells you how to do it in the book. Newsflash, right? Like, it was this great revelation. So I went to the glove compartment, I opened the book, and in the book it tells you exactly, Missy, amazingly, it tells you right what to do to get the end result that you're looking for. It was amazing. In 10 seconds, it was back. It came back. It was right there. But I spent time pushing and wasting energy and time trying to figure out how in the world, it can't be that hard, and pushing, doing all this stuff. I'm getting all this stuff I didn't want, but couldn't get to the place I wanted. But I didn't have an instruction. I didn't have an instruction to tell me the way. I didn't have an instruction to show me what to do. Susan and I were putting something together just a couple of weeks ago, and I got to a certain part, and of course I didn't use the instructions. I'm a man. And I got to a certain point, and I couldn't figure it out. And I looked over, and she's smiling at me with the little paper booklet in her hand. And she says, it says this. And I looked and thought, how could I have not figured that out? But I needed an instruction. And the instruction took me to the place I needed to be, and it all ended well. Words, your words, my words, are simply not just sounds caused by air passing through our larynx, through our vocal cords, through our mouth and out into space. These are not just empty words. They're not just simply sounds. Your words, my words, they have power. The words that exit and the words that come out of our mouth are filled and laced with power. We know the book of Hebrews tells us that God spoke in the beginning, and by the power of his words, the world was formed. Out of what he spoke. Words are more than just sound, and they're even more than just information. The power of our words, Ethan, they can actually stir up one's spirit. They can destroy one's spirit. They can even stir up hatred or violence, the words that would exit or come out of one's mouth. The Bible says a soft answer, it turns away, it redirects even wrath. Words can provoke and cause wounds. They can inflict wounds. Isn't it something that we are the only species on the planet? Well, I know other things can communicate in their own way, but we are the only ones with the gift of the spoken word. We are created in his image. and in His likeness. And He's given us power to speak. And these words are powerful, they're unique, and they're a gift from God. We can use our words to tear down, we can use our words to destroy, or we can use our words to build up. Proverbs tells us in Proverbs 18, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat of its fruit. We're using words every day. How are you using your words? What are you expressing with your words? And what are the results of the words that are coming out of your mouth? Are they filled with love, or are they filled with hate? Are they filled with bitterness, or are they filled with blessing? Are they filled with complaining, or are they filled with compliments? Are they filled with lusts or loves, victory or defeat? What are the words coming out of our mouth? What are they filled with? What are they laced with? What are they accomplishing? Because what a man soweth, the Bible says, that also shall he reap. Like tools, they can be used to reach our goals, to send us to higher heights, to do greater things, or to spiral us into despair and deception and defeat. Words that come out of our mouth. Words. They're not only powerful in this life, but they're powerful in the life to come. Jesus said this. Jesus said in Matthew 12, verse 36 and 37, Matthew 12, 36 and 37, concerning instruction. Look at somebody and say the word instruction. Jesus is giving us instruction. This book is filled with instruction. In Matthew 12, 36 and 37, Jesus says, but I tell you that men will have to give an account on the day of judgment. Jesus is giving us an instruction. He's telling us something. So if Jesus is giving us an instruction, would you think that is important or not important? Would you think it would be valuable or not valuable? Jesus said, I tell you that men will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted. Or by your words, you will be condemned. Words are important. Every one of us, one day will stand before the Lord. Everyone on earth, one day will come in the Lord's presence. What is an instruction? It's a teaching. It's an act of practice, of instructing, or teaching, or educating. Knowledge or information to impart wisdom or knowledge or information into someone. A lot of people will not receive instruction. Pride, arrogance, the I know everything type of attitude or mentality will keep us from receiving instruction. Proverbs 1. The book of Proverbs, chapter number 1. The proverb of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction. Verse 2. To perceive the words of understanding. To know wisdom and instruction. To perceive words of understanding. To receive the instruction of wisdom. Justice, judgment, and equity, to give stability to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. Verse 5, a wise man will hear. And will increase in learning because of the instruction. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Verse 6, to understand a proverb. and the interpretation, the words of the wise and in their dark saying. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. The fear of the Lord, verse 7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But catch this. But a fool despises wisdom and instruction. The Bible says a fool will not listen to wisdom and instruction. Somebody could give you an instruction today that could keep you from harm. Disobedience to that instruction could cause danger. Obedience to an instruction could keep you safe. Disobedience to an instruction could bring you danger. And it's all a matter of will we receive or will we reject the instructions given us. God gives us instruction. God lays instruction before us. Proverbs 19:20 says, listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days. Proverbs 4, verse 10 through 13 says, listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. There are people that have lost their life because they have not received instruction. Because they've ignored instruction. There are people that take things in their bodies that destroy their body because they will not heed to an instruction. And because we will not heed to an instruction, we will destroy and bring destruction into our physical bodies, all because we will not receive instruction. See, when we listen to the Lord, He says, my son, years will be added to your life. He gives us an instruction by saying, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. It's an instruction. If we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, then we are saved. If we do not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we are not saved. It's an instruction. If we follow the instruction, we get a good outcome. And the instruction is on the instructor. The instruction is on the instructor. In other words, if you worked for me and I instructed you to do something and you did other than I instructed you and it went wrong, do you know who the heat's coming on? You. Because you didn't do what I told you to do. How many have a boss and know what I'm talking about? You have to heed instruction. Do you know that if you heed to your boss's instruction and it goes wrong, whose fault is it? It's the boss. Because you followed the instruction. We got people today in this world, we got people in this world that do not like to follow instructions. They do not like instruction. They do not like to be instructed. Because we live in a society where everybody knows everything there is to know about everything. Because the Bible says every man in his own heart thinks he's right. And if your life keeps going spiraling in the wrong direction, maybe you need to consider the proverb. Maybe you need to consider the instruction. Following instruction brings promotion. Following instruction. Should I just stop? Does anybody want to hear this? This is wise counsel. Follow. following instruction will bring promotion. Disobedience to instruction will not bring promotion, and then we'll whine and cry, why don't we get elevated? Well, we never do what we're told to do. I've had employer after employer after employer after employer of people that I know tell me on a regular basis, employees they have don't follow instructions. Matter of fact, most companies would be glad to have one or two that did what they told them to do. Show up when they're supposed to show up. Wear what they're supposed to wear. Act like they're supposed to act. Talk like they're supposed to talk. Be where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to. Where's my paycheck? Where's my paycheck? With no concern or no thought for instruction. And sometimes, let me let you in on a little secret. Sometimes the instruction is the way it is for a purpose. Because the instructor knows that if you follow the instruction, you will get a good result. But if you do not follow the instruction, it can cause a mess. And then sometimes the owner or the boss takes the heat because of the mess. All because somebody would not follow an instruction. Do you know the Bible says, lift your hands in the sanctuary? Pastor Nathan instructed us at one point, lift your hands. Now, I didn't write down names. I didn't take names. I don't know who did or who didn't. But that was an instruction. So the blessing of the atmosphere that was happening would have a greater result in the ones who were obedient to the instruction. I don't have to raise my hand. What is that? Huh? Rebellion. It's disobedience brought on by rebellion, whether we know it or not. I'm just instructing you. I'm just trying to help you. Is that all right? Can I try to help you? How many just like to be miserable? You just want to be miserable? You want to be broke? You want to be sick? You want to be despised and rejected of men? You want to be people of sorrow, acquainted with grief? How many want to be all that? No. What brings us out of that? Instruction. He gives us instruction in His Word that will take us from the place of discouragement and defeat and put us onto a place of victory, to where we no longer meddle in the trivialness of the things of this world, but our eyes are fixed upon Christ, who the Scripture says is the author and He is the finisher of our faith. In Matthew 22, verse 36, they asked Him one day this question. Jesus always instructed, always instructed. In Matthew 22, 36, Jesus was answered this question, "Teacher, which is the greatest law," or "which is the greatest commandment?" And Jesus spoke up and He replied to them. He answered them. He instructed them toward their question. "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment?" Jesus instructs them, "Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first great commandment." Instruction. We want life to go well with us. Well, the instruction is, love the Lord your God. Put Him first. Matthew 6:33. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything you have need of, He will provide." That's the instruction. So if provision does not come, Are we following the structure? Because he is faithful. And he says, if you seek first, then this will happen. So if this isn't happening, the question is, are we really seeking first the kingdom of God? Or are we deceiving ourselves in believing that we're doing something that we're not really doing? Does that make sense to you? Instruction. Instruction. Lynn, your husband has told me before in the teaching hospital in which he instructs how many of the young nursing students mess up on the medication that they're giving the patients in the practice, you know, like the practice dummy ones. And they send them in the room and a light goes off, ding, ding, ding. Well, you killed another one. Well, you've lost another one. All simply because maybe we're in a hurry. Maybe we're moving too fast. Maybe we think we've arrived. Maybe we think we know it all. And we don't take the time for the instruction. We don't give it the way maybe it's supposed to be given. We don't do it the way maybe it's supposed to be done because we've not listened to instruction. And then a bad response happens. Jesus says, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Love God. That will get you a good result. Good results will follow that. And the second, he says, is like it. As a matter of fact, if you know anything about the Ten Commandments, these two Jesus gives sums up the entire Ten Commandments. Love your neighbor as yourself. Instruction. How am I supposed to treat my neighbor? Love them as you would love yourself. Part of the problem we have in society today is the enemy has lied to us so much that we do not even love ourselves when God created us to be who we are. The enemy has deceived us to believing that we are not a holy nation. We are not a royal priesthood. We are not chosen. We are not anointed. We are not favored. We are not called. The enemy tries to convince us all those things. We're not good enough. We're not worthy enough. We're not none of those things. And the enemy tries to beat those things home to us to the point where we begin to believe his instruction over God's instruction. And my admonishment to you today is if it's not in the Word, then it's not truth. God said in his Word that you are the very apple of his eye. And so if any thought comes into your mind other than you being precious in God's sight, it is a lie. That's instruction. That's wisdom. That's knowledge. That's truth. It's deliverance that will set you free. Luke 6, verse 37 through 38, instruction. Instruction. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Instruction. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Instruction. How many like not getting judged? How many like not getting condemned? How many like getting forgiven? All right, listen to the next part of this because it's all in the same verse. Jesus said it all. It's all come out in the same breath. Give. And it will be given unto you. Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, give. Give some time. Give some talent. Give some energy. You know what will be given back to you? Time, talent, and it. You can't outgive God's supply. What a man soweth, what will I be sowing my time? What will God give me? Time. If I sow my resources, what will God give me? Resources. That's his word. If I sow love, what will God give me in return? Love. Give. Give of your talent. Give of your resources. Give of your love. Give of your passion. Give of your concern. Give of your abilities. And if you have resources and you're able, if you're not able, that doesn't fall on you. The Bible says when it's in your ability, if it's not in your ability, that's not on you. But if it's in your ability, the scripture says, then do it. Give and it shall be. So if we don't have, if we're always being judged, if we're always being condemned, we always walk around feeling unforgiven, we never have enough to give, we have to ask ourselves why that is. Because the truth is, if we're not doing those things, they're not going to come back to us. Give, and it shall be given unto you good measure. Good measure. Not just a little bit. Good measure. Pressed down. How many would love somebody to come to your house with a truckload of $100 bills? Well, I got your attention now. And came up to your house with a 55-gallon drum and set it on your porch and said, as many $100 bills as you can get in that barrel, they're yours. How many would you just fluff them up in there? I'd be inside that barrel. Huh? I say, Chris, come on over and get in my barrel. Press it down, Chris. Press it down. It puts some more in. Get back in there. Press it down. Press it down. How many of you know the more it's pressed down, the more you get in? The more it's pressed down, the more you get in. When you give, he said, it shall be given to you good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it'll be measured back to you. You see that? That's instruction. For the measure you use, it'll be measured back to you. In other words, if you measure it stingy, how's it going to get measured back to you? Come on. How many like to press down? Shaking together. Running over type. $100 bills, huh? Now, I'm not saying God's going to bring a truckload of $100 bills to your house today. How many think that'd be pretty cool, though? I mean, seriously, would that not be cool? And if it does, Chris, I'm calling you, man. You can press it down. Press it down. Running over, poured in. Here's the gist, and I'm going to finish this up next week, but because I don't have time to finish it all today. But the gist and the point of what the Holy Spirit has been directing me to begin to plant in your spirit through this is instruction. It's instruction. Whose instruction are you listening to? Whose instruction are you paying attention to? Whose instruction are you letting settle into your spirit? Whose instructions are you acting on? Because if you will act on the instruction of the Lord, if you will act upon His word, if you will put His word in your heart, and you will make decisions based on how He would want you to make decisions. If He's given the instruction, how do you think the result will be? There you go. If He says, fear not, and you're afraid, whose instruction are you listening to? If you're living in fear, and the instructor says, now it's again whether or not you're going to believe the instructor. Will you believe the man of God who's telling you what the instructor says? Who you believe will determine the outcome. What you believe will determine the outcome. The instructor says to Moses, stretch your hand out, and the water parts. What if he doesn't stretch his hand out? The water doesn't part. He says to Naaman, go dunk yourself 7 times. If Naaman doesn't dunk 7 times, what happens? Nothing. Nothing. Jesus spits in some dust, and he picks it up and he slaps it on a man's eye and tells him to go wash it off. What if he doesn't? What if he doesn't? It's all about obedience to the instruction, the word, the teaching, the impartation of what's being spoken, whether we will receive it, act on it, and believe it. Fear not. Oh, I'm so afraid. I'm a fearful person. The instructor says, don't be afraid. But that's just me. No, the instructor. But that's just me. No, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. In the world. Instruction. Do not be, don't worry. Don't be fearful. Don't worry. Don't worry. Why? Because he works all things together for our good. Why do we worry? Because we don't believe that. Am I telling you the truth? Y'all looking at me like I'm speaking Spanish and you don't know how to speak it. If I'm worrying and his word says don't worry, then I'm not being obedient to the instructor. We've got to listen to the instruction. We've got to listen to the instruction, the instructor. Because when we do, we gain, according to the word of God, a good result. Because we reap what we sow. And so if we're sowing good, we reap good. If we're sowing bad, then what do we expect to reap? If we're sowing evil, what do we expect to reap? If we're sowing righteousness, what do we expect to reach? If we sow love, what do we expect to reap? I live every day expecting to receive what I give. If you give respect, come on now. It's good instruction. Don't respect your boss and see where it gets you. Don't respect your boss. Young people, don't respect your parents and see where it gets you. Huh? Matter of fact, there's Bible verses about that too. We'll talk about that maybe next week. Y'all won't come then, will you? No. Listen, it's instruction. You don't show honor to your boss, he ain't going to show honor to you. You don't show honor to your supervisor or whoever is above you. You say, I don't like them. Well, I didn't ask you if you liked them. Do you honor them? You don't have to like who you honor. You don't even have to like necessarily who you respect. Respect and honor have nothing to do with like. You can disagree with somebody, but show them honor. You can disagree with somebody and show them respect. How many know what I'm talking about? The big difference. It's instruction. We could probably go back and look at every downfall or every uprising and trace it back to who and what instruction you received, what you followed or what you disobeyed, and what the result of it was. Instruction. I know there have been times in my life I haven't followed instruction. How about you? And there have been times in my life that I have. And what a difference. I want to encourage you today, follow the instruction of the Lord. Follow his ways. and the outcome will be great. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you so much for this time, for this moment, this opportunity. Lord, our time's gone by so quickly here this morning. So quickly. But Lord, I thank you for those who are here today. I pray, Lord, that every life, every listener today that entered these buildings will have received instruction. It's off of me now. I've done what you've told me to do. You've instructed me, and I have instructed them. And now, Lord, it's up to who will receive your instructions. We have so many more to talk about next week. But I pray beginning now, we begin to heed to instruction. We begin to heed to your words. We begin to follow after them. That we begin to seek your heart above everything else. That truly you take precedent in our life. If I followed a person around for an entire day, I could tell you what their heart follows after. I could tell you what the priority in their life is by the way they spend their time, the way they spend their talent, by the way they spend their resources, by the way they spend their checkbook. It becomes very evident where our heart is. And you tell us to not have a divided heart. Broke people have not been wise with their money. If we're broke, we've not been wise with our money. That's just instruction. And that's okay. We've all been there. But Lord, you give us a way out. You make a way out for us because you instruct us. You instruct us. Your word even says you teach us how to get prosperity. You teach us that. Your word says you would that we would prosper, and that means nothing missing, nothing broken. You want us to be whole. Jesus, you even taught us, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. So many times, Father, we live so far below what you desire for us. Maybe it's because of lack of instruction. Maybe it's because nobody ever told us. But Lord, you give us the instruction. It's plain and simple in your word. So help us to grab hold of it. Help us to receive it. Help us to act on it. And help us to live it out. And if we do, we will see the result that you have told us. It's a good result. Father, we thank you for that today. I pray your blessing. I pray your strength. I pray your peace upon every heart and upon every life that's represented here today. God, you are so good, and your mercy endureth forever. We lift up our voices and give you praise. In the mighty, precious, holy, righteous name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you praise.